Storyboarding Requirements, Malcolm Sutherland and Neil Meisen. Last issue's instalment highlighted the increasing importance of service design and outlined a methodology, the brand-driven innovation BDI process from the Delft University of Technology, for understanding the customer, driving creative thinking around the brand, and building solutions quickly. The column suggested that techniques for requirements acquisition would need to find new ways to gather information about the brand and emotional responses to it. Consumers were also likely to have new types of service requirements that would need to be captured, documented, and be easily traceable via new multidisciplinary techniques. In this issue, we describe a way to use storyboards to capture the interplay between human interaction and service design, and so improve the quality of service design delivery. Creative use of storyboards. Examples of innovative service design practice allied with creative requirements generation are already available. In 2007, executives at Ritz-Carlton decided to employ the services of a sonographer, someone who, as with a play, would help them direct scenes for the customer, but through customized service. Ideas devised with a sonographer included helping them making the big night in special for hotel guests by sending up a handwritten welcome note to their room from the chief executive, or a tasting sample of key dishes from the restaurant, which could then be ordered. Sonography workshops created broad corporate alignment and created local creativity all at once, a wonderful formula for effective execution. The sonographer brought guest desires and requirements to life, allowing Ritz-Carlton to devise profitable and innovative ways to service its guests. Similarly, storyboarding is a tool that can bring customer reactions to life. It's an excellent way to model the effectiveness of brand touchpoints, the points when an individual comes into contact with a brand through a service. Storyboarding software draws on methods established by the film and TV industries to prototype their products visually. An illustrator would draw up key scenarios and camera movements before full-scale animation was undertaken. For example, Walt Disney Studios used this technique to control the complexities of realizing their first feature film, Snow White, in 1939. Storyboarding is increasingly important in the corporate world as complex, rich media projects become the norm. A picture, after all, is worth a thousand words. Storyboarding software is a fast, efficient way to illustrate and revise service design scenarios. The program also provides props to help make the characters' intentions clear. The program includes libraries of characters that users can easily scale up and down, as well as rotate. The types of poses are pre-selectable and changeable. Additional elements, such as mobile phones, are available to add realistic detail. The program semi-automates the most difficult element of storyboard creation, the composition and relationship between different shots, close-up, wide shot, reverse shot, and so on. Users can print the results to various formats or export them to Flash for replay and distribution. This sort of tool is designed for use by people with limited drawing abilities, and the program is advertised with a line, "Want to learn to make a storyboard easily? Even if you can't draw? Give us 2 minutes and we'll show you how." A case study. The communications consultancy Gatehouse recently used storyboarding to help support a service redesign project for a major client. Specifically, it used storyboarding to clarify the outputs of the process modeling tool Quick Process Guide. Process modeling, particularly in anticipation of computerization and automation, must be both precise and granular. To a layman unused to following complex flowchart diagramming, the detailing of a system such as Quick Process Guide is likely to obscure any sense of a bigger picture. The more detailed the number of actors, swim lanes, and process steps, the more difficult it is to gain an easy overview of the process. This is, in part, because tools such as Quick Process Guide aren't designed to mimic graphic programs. So a process that involves 100 steps isn't easily divided into chunks for insertion at maximum readability into a Microsoft Word document. In addition, process modeling isn't designed to capture the complexities of human interactions that are an important part of service design evaluation. The aim in using Storyboard Quick for the project was twofold: to make sure the processes were clear to everyone, and to lock process steps and human interactions together for evaluation. In other words, to examine the brand touchpoints. The first stage of the project involves several manually redesigned processes, So it was important to check the revised service steps were both consistent and achievable by staff and customers. The service delivery team felt that the system overview that Storyboard Quick provided would help all team members contribute more effectively to the project by creating an easy-to-understand visual guide. One of the most successful moments involved something surprisingly simple. Figure 1 shows a requirement for a customer to complete 8 different forms to access a service. This requirement leapt out when viewed in the storyboards. This requirement moved from being just another process step to potentially damaging brand touchpoint. Imagine how few customers would happily stand for such an aggravation. The average number of documents required to access other services was 3, so this requirement for 8 seemed like an outlier. The process modeling environment's complexity had masked the jump from 3 to 8 forms, partly because it didn't involve the customer reaction to the requirement. But with Storyboard Quick, the process designers could easily see how likely it was for customers to fail to complete all the documents, in this case to renew a trading license. Accordingly, the designers took measures to reduce the number of documents required. The storyboards, originally only for internal use, were passed on to the training team to help create training material. The client also requested copies for staff distribution. Advantages of storyboarding requirements. Storyboards of detailed service processes are unlikely to win Academy Awards or even to engage the average viewer, but they do engage the very specialized teams involved in service design. These people already have an investment in the story, so storyboard tools help them think about the quality of the overall service picture. They can do this at relatively little additional cost compared to the main process modeling work. Storyboards can dynamically explore requirements and help prioritize them. The tool can show 2 different viewpoints simultaneously, as in Figure 2. In film, this technique is known as cross-cutting. The viewer can decide how to prioritize between the different viewpoints. Different actors might well have dissimilar or even incompatible reactions to requirements. For instance, a manager's need, I want X to happen as quickly and as cheaply as possible, isn't the same as a worker's need. I want X to happen at a speed that's sustainable over time and that maintains my job security. Storyboarding can simultaneously show these very different mental models. It's important to understand that engaging people means that they focus on visuals in ways particular to them. Overly realistic detailing can rapidly become a problem because it forces people to focus on the detail rather than the bigger picture. Clothing, for example, should always be sketchy or cartoon-like. It's better to use similar figures distinguished by different colored clothes rather than to focus on visually different characters. This accentuates the sense that the storyboards are there to provide just enough emotional warmth to engage people with roles, rather than create a focus on overly individual stories. Storyboards, then, are a natural complement to persona development that can move beyond the literal descriptions, Jill is a 35-year-old chemist who lives on her own, to a mix of literal and dynamic information. They inject an element of personality into process and service design. We recommend using storyboards to clarify complex process interactions or to investigate differing viewpoints on your projects.